Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Congress has two more days to avert a partial government shutdown. That could happen Friday if lawmakers can't agree on a spending bill. Republicans killed an earlier resolution because it also included an increase in the amount the government could borrow. If there is a partial shutdown, the impacts could be severe for hundreds of thousands of federal workers. And here to tell us more is Everett Kelly. He's the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest union representing employees of the federal government. Everett, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Tanya.
You're calling on Congress to avoid a government shutdown. What's your top-line message to them as this deadline approaches?
Well, the top-line message is that, you know, it just would be detrimental not just to federal employees, but also to our country. The last time there was a government shutdown, 800,000 federal workers went to work without a paycheck. Now, that was a partial shutdown, you know, and depending on what kind of action Congress may take, it could be, more people than that with, without a paycheck. Even though federal workers get paid retroactively, it could be very tricky because you're talking about members living paycheck to paycheck. So it could be very detrimental. And we're calling on Congress to not shut the government down.
We know the National Institutes of Health would be heavily impacted by a shutdown. What's your understanding of how a shutdown might affect the federal government's ability to respond to this pandemic?
Wow. And that is a really great question. I mean, just imagine, shutting down the FDA, the NIH, all these agencies that's fighting COVID-19 in the middle of a pandemic is completely irresponsible. And we know that this pandemic already, had disproportionately an impact on the Black community and on frontline essential workers who are more likely to be Black or Hispanic. And so tying our hands by shutting down the government at this critical juncture in the fight against the dangerous Delta variant is simply unthinkable.
What other services and functions of the government might be impacted by a partial shutdown if this happens?
Well, it could be FEMA. It could be the VA. It could be any service that the American people depend on the critical government services. Our veterans running, returning from overseas who need care at the VA, right? Citizens who need to get their Social Security check on time and families who want to be confident that air travel is safe and secure. They are the ones who could be hurt, really bad, and the American people could be hurt because these entities have been shut down.
It has barely been a year since we discussed the potential for a government shutdown. What do you think should be done to basically stop this game of chicken from being a regular feature of politics in Washington?
I think, and that's a very good question, and it's very a simple and profound answer. It's simply this. Congress should come together and determine that, we're not going to play with the federal workforce anymore as it relates to shutting the government down because we can't get our act together. They should implement laws that will be a violation of the law if, in fact, federal employees are used as pawns, in this game.
Everett, something else I want to ask you about. The Biden administration recently required all federal employees to show proof of vaccination against COVID by November 22nd. We've heard from some police and firemen who are actually quitting rather than comply with similar mandates on the state and local level. Are you hearing from federal employees saying that they're not going to comply?
Well, I don't know that I'm hearing that they're not going to comply. And our position has been constantly throughout this pandemic. We wanted to do what's in the best interest of the health and safety of our membership. And that's why, since the vaccine first became widely available, we have encouraged all our members to get vaccinated. We also believe, and this is the key point here, that we have some rights to negotiate around impact and implementation, And that, you know, if we do that, address any lingering issues the workforce has, make sure that they have proper expectations and exceptions and a clear process everyone understands that's consistent with our existing contracts, that would be the most effective way to move forward. But we have people that don't want to be forced to be vaccinated. That's true. But I've not heard anyone say that they're going to quit as a result of it. No.
Bottom line regarding this potential for a partial government shutdown, what do you want the American people to know and understand?
I want the American people to know that this shutdown don't just affect federal employees, right? But it also affects the U.S. economy. $11 billion cost we absorbed in the last shutdown, right? $3 billion of which was never recovered. I would like to see every citizen step up and say, you know what? We want this Congress to figure out a way to stop playing chicken with the federal workforce. And doing nothing is simply unacceptable.
That's Everett Kelly, president of the American Federation of Government Employees. Everett, thank you so much.
Thank you. Pleasure's mine.